Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 23, 1805. An icebound pirogue. During the past few weeks, there has been much concern about freeing the boats from the ice, and both Clark and Lewis have mentioned the effort in their journals. Today, Clark writes about the release of one of the pirogues.
All hands employed in cutting the pirogues loose from the ice, which was nearly even with their top. We found great difficulty in effecting this work owing to the different divisions of ice and water. After cutting as much as we could with axes, we had all the iron we could get and some axes put on long poles and picked through the ice under the first water, which was not more than 6 or 8 inches deep. We disengaged one pirogue and nearly disengaged the second in the course of this day, which has been warm and pleasant. Visited by a number of the Indians. Jessome and family went to the Show Indians village today. The father of the boy whose feet were froze near this place and nearly cured by us took him home in a sleigh. Captain William Clark, February 23, 1805.
René Jessome left Fort Mandan today, and the captains probably thought good riddance. One of the resident traders called him Old Sneaking Cheat, Monsieur Jessome, whose character is more despicable than the worst of the natives. Jessome was an interpreter for the captains, and late in the expedition, while accompanying Sergeant Pryor and Sheheke Shaw back to Washington to visit the president, was wounded by the Arikara. More about Jessome in 1806. Tomorrow, the second pirogue freed.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.